This is music from one of the most iconic rock bands in history, the group Yes. For more than five decades, a British artist has helped shape the band's image. Roger Dean has created the fantasy landscapes associated with the Yes album covers, as well as for some other groups like the band Asia. The artist, who has some of his work on display in Ventura County, has been featured on 100 million album covers since the 1960s.
It didn't ever seem such a big leap to me. I know from outside it might do, but I don't think of myself as doing album covers. I think of myself as doing paintings and logos and stuff, stages. Working with musicians has been brilliant for me because that's a whole genre of people who care terrifically for creativity and craftsmanship in their own field. They want people around them who do care as much. So that's been brilliant.
Dean started out as an architect in the 1960s. He designed the interior of a popular London nightclub. Someone there saw one of his fantasy landscape images on a notepad and asked him to do a cover for a new rock band album. He liked painting and loved the concept that he could make a living with his fantasy landscapes. Dean says he was really able to connect with musicians.
By and large, the beauty of it has been that they trust me to come up with the right idea. And sometimes we discuss it, sometimes I do something else, but usually, yeah, they leave it to me very much. We often debate titles, that gets discussed, and sometimes, but not always, we actually discuss the painting.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
The artist has done the covers for some of the best-selling albums in the world, but he admits it's hard to pick a favorite.
The point about that is that what's my favorite now might not have been my favorite at breakfast and probably wasn't my favorite last week and probably won't be next week. It definitely is a movable feast. And it's the same, you know, when people say, what's your favorite piece of music? It changes from minute to minute, let alone year to year, you know. It is a change. So there are some highlights which out of idleness and so that I don't have to keep thinking what currently am I mad about. I'll say Relay was always one of my favorites, and I like the box that I did for the studio albums.
Dean says while his focus now is painting, he'll occasionally return to his roots in architecture if an interesting project comes his way.
I can sit down and paint a painting, end of story. If I had nothing better to do, I would do that. I've got sketchbooks and sketchbooks of paintings I want to do. But to do a piece of architecture, if an idea crosses my mind, I make sure I don't let it escape. But normally I don't work on a piece of architecture until there is a project or client in sight. I record and keep my ideas, but I don't generate the projects out of thin air so very much.
Dean lives near Brighton, England, but was in Ventura County for an art conference and the opening of a show featuring some of his work. He talks about what he considers to be art.
For me, art has caused people with fantastic brains all kinds of agony trying to define it. But for me, at core, it has to have several things. It has to have an intent. It has to have skill and craftsmanship. It's not about skill and craftsmanship, but you can't have great art without great craftsmanship. It has to communicate. If it's not communicating, that doesn't mean to say everyone has to like it, but it has to be able to communicate.
Some of Dean's work is on display as part of an exhibition at Ventura County Studio Channel Islands called The Illusionist. The nonprofit studio complex in Camarillo is open 11 to 5 Tuesdays through Fridays and 11 to 3 on Saturdays. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.